You're listening to the Profit Connections Podcast. Entrepreneurs and franchise owners, you'll want to tune in. If you're looking to create a rock-solid business, sick of being stuck on the plateau, and ready to kick it up more than just a notch, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Sharon Galuzzo, and I believe in unleashing your full potential to create resilient, successful businesses that in turn make significant positive impacts in our world. Welcome to the Profit Connections Podcast. Welcome to the Profit Connections Podcast. So glad that you are here. Today, I'm very excited to bring our guest to you. Our guest is Michelle Hammonds. She's an executive and certified high-performance coach who fuses strategy, leadership, and entrepreneurship to unlock extraordinary success. With 25 years in IT, she's led in Fortune 500 companies across travel, energy, and transportation. A master-level coach, she's transformed leaders in 26-plus countries, C-suite executives, entrepreneurs, and business owners. Combining art and science, Michelle helps leaders scale, innovate, and thrive with proven high-performance strategies. I am so excited to welcome you, Michelle. Say hello.
Hello. Thank you, Sharon, for having me. I'm super excited about our call today because I know it's going to resonate with your audience.
We were chatting before we started the recording, and this is going to blow your mind. I am so excited about Michelle's perspective because my whole platform, as you know, is micro strategies. Small things lead to big results. It does not have to be big and bright and shiny and complicated. It can be really simple to make you really successful. So Michelle, please tell me the one thing that we were talking about before we started. What was that one thing that went, that's the first thing I want to talk about.
Yeah, we were talking about my experience in corporate and how corporations and big companies, they have a lot of big team. And so they often measure things and they're always looking at data and looking at reports and scorecarding things. But when we tip over into the small entrepreneur world, smaller businesses, and I don't mean small as in people or size, but they can just be a lot smaller than a big corporation, right? That we often don't take the time to really assess where we are. And that clarity and specificity can help be such a guiding light and indicator of where you can go, but they've never maybe been exposed to scorecarding before, or really what are the metrics in my business that are most important? I mean, we all know money is important. That's the obvious. And having clients coming in is important. But what are the other things that are going to help us grow and propel forward?
Awesome. I love so much of what you just said. And the first thing, if you're watching the video, you saw me making faces, because that's the boring stuff, right? The metrics and the measuring and the reports. And that's all the stuff we want to get away from when we leave corporate. It's all the stuff that you had to do. And it's when you leave a corporate or a regular job and you go into working for yourself, you really have to have a mindset shift. You really have to understand you're not an employee anymore. You own the business. So you're responsible for all of those things. So while that's not something that maybe you think you want to do, that's something that needs to be done. And doesn't always have to be you that does it. And it needs to start with you. You have to be the core and the central of everything that's going on. Sometimes we like to hire people to just do the stuff we don't like to do. And that's fine as long as we still have that core and that cord and we are in control of that information. So I loved that piece because it's really important. And sometimes we forget that. So talk a little bit more about how we can do this and not make ourselves more work and overwhelmed and crazy because now we're thinking like it has to be like a big corporation.
Right. That's such a great point. So one is, you know, we all have a limited number of time. It's actually 168 hours a week, 24/7. We peel off, hopefully you're sleeping well, and you peel some hours off of that. And you've got about 112 hours left to get everything done, your life, your business, your family, your health and energy. And so really putting your business up in your business day. When I work with leaders, often they are feeling stressed. They are feeling like work never ends, or it just melds into evening and the next day. And there's not really this line of demarcation between what is the business day and what is my personal time. And as owners, we love to talk about business. So it's easy to let that go into other, you know, evening hours and weekend hours. But I would really say it starts with one, controlling your schedule and time is super important. But depending on the role you're playing, so like you said, what we don't always think about is the 50 hats we wear as an entrepreneur, that you're 100% responsible for all of them. You may have some team that you can hand things off to, but sometimes you don't. So it's knowing where to put the focus. And since you do have the most limited commodity is your time, it's really important to think about, well, what do I need to know? And not be guessing or thinking, I think it's this, but you actually need to know that it's that, right? Whatever those key data points are. So I think it starts with some assessment of just where you're spending time, where you need to be focused, what do you have clarity about your goals and specifics? And then you can get into scorecarding, which can be a variety of ways we can talk about.
So talk a little bit more about scorecarding. So tell me, what does that mean to you? Because whenever you say scorecarding, that gives me an idea. I don't necessarily know that's exactly what you mean. So spend a second and tell us what you mean by scorecarding.
Yeah. So often when I work with entrepreneurs and business owners, I will say, are you getting a regular monthly appointment with your CPA or bookkeeper, or are you the bookkeeper and CPA? And do you need that appointment with yourself, right? To figure out what's going on. Are you using a system? Like a common one is QuickBooks that a lot of small businesses use. And so are you getting the reporting out of it? So you know your P&Ls and you know your numbers. Good data in is good reporting. Bad data in is bad reporting. So it's really important that you get clear on what can you report on that you have available to you. So different businesses use different kinds of software platforms to run their business. And often there's like canned reports that are available. So I always like to start there because we don't want to reinvent the wheel because we don't want to waste any time on that. Right. So we start with that standard. Well, what would it be good to know? Well, a lot of times it's profit, expenses, margins, just different things that come up, number of clients, highest knowledge about clients, like maybe the best clients versus or lifetime value of a client, right? Those kind of things are important. When we get to scorecarding, though, it can get really simple. It can be like, my team has 5 people and let's go through the people. Are they red, yellow, or green? You know, but we all understand the stoplight method. And what that might look like is green says, hey, they're performing like we expect. They're contributing the way we want. Yellow might be, hey, they're showing some signs of fatigue or stress or lack of performance or lack of showing up on time or calling in sick. We might need to start having some discussions. Red might be, it's time to make some different decisions. So you can use just, I'm using that as an example when we think about team, but you can use that around your projects that you're working on in your business. You can use it around your vendor relationships that you're using in your business, because sometimes vendors will be great and then they'll have turnover and then all of a sudden the service that we get will change. So having that routine check-in of just a simple scorecard like that across different areas in your business can really just give you on a page, what do you need to be paying attention to more?
What I love about this is that when you first started talking, my brain went, oh, so many things, so many hats, so many things. And then you were like, scorecard, red, yellow, green, to break it down into that simple of a thing. You have a scorecard for your staff. You have a scorecard for maybe your promotions, your marketing. You have a scorecard. I love this. And you don't have to make it complicated. It can be so, so simple. And when it's simple, it's clear. And when it's clear, it becomes effective. And that's when you can really make big moves with simple data.
Yeah. And this helps you, you know, we're always having to evolve and change as entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. And so it helps you decide, do I need to keep doing this thing? Or do I need to, stop doing this thing and do something else? Like, you'll start to see the indicators that will say what's working better, mm-hmm. or maybe what's staying red that you're not moving the needle on. And maybe you need to consider, should I just stop doing that? A lot of times we just take on things and keep doing them without any evaluation of how is that working for us?
Yeah. And that's such a crucial key, because sometimes things work really, really well and then they stop working. And we don't even notice that they've stopped working because it's always been good. So we should keep doing that. So how often do we need to be checking in on scorecards?
So I think depending on the nature of your business, right, some are more dynamic and faster paced than others. But I would say at least when we think about including financials, at least twice a month. Okay. I know people think, oh, let me just do a month end review. But the problem with the month end review is it only gives, over the course of a year, it only gives you 11 more options to influence outcomes that you might want.
Wow. So okay. I'm sorry. Stop and say that again. If you're only evaluating yourself once a month, then that only gives you what?
11 opportunities through the year for past that point to influence the change or outcomes.
Oh my gosh, that's never occurred to me before. How brilliant is that? If you do it twice a month, you've now doubled your opportunity to change more quickly, to do any pivots that need to happen. Wow, that was worth the price of admission. That was really great. Thank you for that.
Yeah. So at least twice a month is probably a good cadence. But then for some businesses, especially depending on what you're doing. So if you're out, you know, hammering a lot of ad spend, you probably want to be looking at, is that ad spend paying off, you know, every couple of days, maybe once a week? It depends on what you're doing. But if you don't see the return on that outcome that you're investing time and energy and resources in, then you want to be able to get ahead of it sooner than at a month end. Yeah. And I think that's where, when I was in corporate, we did this kind of month over month, quarter over quarter, year over year. And the reality is, when you're an entrepreneur, hey, baby, it's like minute by minute, day by day, hour by hour. You got to go faster than that because things change faster for you than they do in those bigger organizations. So you've got to be dynamic about it, but you don't have to get burdened down with it. And the other thing I would say that I learned is we would gin up all these reports that would, you know, be reviewed. And then I'd be like, are we even looking at these things? Like 6 months later, they'd go look at the server and nobody to access them. So you want them to be things that are meaningful, impactful, mm-hmm. that don't take a lot of time, but grab the data points, get them all on a page so you can really assess, where do I need to focus my attention? And this week it might be, you know, bringing in new clients. Next week it might be getting your process outlined so that you can take on more business, right? So it's going to evolve and ebb and flow as you find those indicators each week and begin to review them.
And I like that, because what you just said was it's not always the same thing, because I could sit here and go, there are 24 data points that I need to scorecard, and I need to make sure I'm red, yellow, green on 20. It doesn't have to be that way. You can, like you were talking about time earlier, like you can take a time where you're looking at your marketing, take a time where you're looking at your client acquisition, take a time when you're looking at all the different things. So while it's all working together, it doesn't all have to be done at the same time.
Right. And it's what's meaningful too. Sometimes you might do something really unique that there's not a metric to go get.
Right.
So you kind of have to frame up, well, what does good look like and how would we measure it? Another method I like in measurement, if you don't have something, is just on a scale of 1 to 10, how well do we think we're doing on this?
Yeah.
Right. Because you might not have a finite measurement based on whatever you do that can give you that hard line of this is good, this is what good looks like, or this is what bad looks like. So sometimes you have to create it so mm-hmm. that you can start to see indicators.
I love that. Yeah. And knowing that, just knowing that you need to create these things, we have to define what good looks like. That's an aha for somebody out there. I guarantee you that defining what good looks like. And also, you might know what good looks like in your head. If you have not communicated that to the rest of your team, if the people you work with don't know what good is, if your partner doesn't know what good is, if your marketing person or anybody that you're working with does not understand what the parameters are, then everybody might think that good is a different thing. So that's a really important point.
That's such an important call out. Clarity and specificity play a huge role in success in small business and entrepreneurial endeavors, because you gotta have clear roles and responsibilities if you do have team. And I mean very clear and specific, not a bunch of jargon, right? That looks like a job description, but like, what are you getting done? And then the other piece of that is communicating the vision. You are the leader. You're the entrepreneur. You're the owner. If you don't keep communicating the vision again and again and again, marketing statistics that we know tell us it takes 8 to 10 times before someone even begins to check into a message. So if you have the big vision and you're talking about it again, like once a month or once a quarter, that's not going to be nearly enough for the people that are supporting you to catch your vision and to really get on board to support you. You've got to paint that very clear picture each time you connect with your team or the people, might be vendors that are supporting you. You've got to be able to articulate it super clearly, because if you don't, then one, there's opportunity for misinterpretation. And we've all had something we assigned to someone to do, and then all of a sudden it came back just a little different than our vision because we didn't actually give them the clear instructions. So that's really important. And always having a mission, even if you're a small company, the why behind that mission and going over it again and again. You can literally not over communicate as a leader. Most leaders under communicate a lot, and they should really, it's going to feel so unnatural. Yeah. But you should be out there like a social media post, right? Again and again and again to get it through to the people that are supporting you or that are in your circle of influence helping you.
Yeah, that's a really important point, because we get tired of saying it. And anything in your business, you're going to get tired of saying it. You're going to get tired of answering that one question every single person you talk to. You're going to get tired of things in your business. And what we need to remember is that it's not about us. It's about our clients. It's about our team. It's about our employees. It's about communicating to them clearly, because many times, just because you've said it 1,000 times, it's the very first time they're hearing it, and it's just the first time they're asking that question. So we need to remember as business owners that there's a lot of maybe information fatigue that might come along, as that's how it feels to us. And we need to remember that every time we need to step into the energy that we created the first time. We need to keep stepping into that energy of, I'm answering this question for the first time. I'm saying my mission statement for the first time. And really be in present with what you're saying and not automatic and disconnected, because that's when mistakes and miscommunications occur.
Yeah. And our world is full of distractions today. And so when we look at those interruptions, like at any given moment, you're communicating as a leader, an employee or a person supporting you might be thinking, I have to pick up the kids. I need to go to the grocery store. Oh yeah, I was supposed to do that thing from yesterday. So there's all this mental chatter, right? That's running for all of us really, if we don't get present. And we do have a lack of being able to, you know, be focused in our current modern society with our cell phone devices. And those are all great tools, but overused, they can create a lot of distraction. So it can feel like we're really hammering out a message when actually nobody's even really connected up to it just yet, you know. And it can feel really unnatural to over communicate that, but it's something you almost is impossible to do as a leader.
Right. I love that. And speaking of time, which we weren't, I do want to jump back to time, because Michelle has an amazing gift for our listeners, and I'd love to give her an opportunity to tell us about it.
Yes, thank you. So I always like to help people frame, when I start working with a client, that your time is your most limited and precious commodity. So we have to really start paying attention to where you want to focus your time, not just in work and business, but also in your hobbies, in your family, and your other interests that you may have, community or volunteering, those kind of things. And so I like to start with a time assessment, which is kind of an as-is view that will have you do a quick inventory. And then there's a second repeat of that, those same categories of what would you like it to be? And usually there's a lot of gaps as we go through those different categories. You're like, wait a minute, I really want to work over here. This, you spend more time here, but I don't get to because I'm overusing time in another bucket. So I like to start with that simple time assessment, because if we don't get clear about where you're spending your time and where you want to spend your time, then your vision can easily go off course. And that clarity is going to help us start a really strong foundation of what needs to change, right, as we work together. So anyone listening, you can text 55444 and the word GET, G-E-T, like George Edward Tom, and that will get you on the list to get that time assessment. And then as a follow-up, once you do it, and it might just look like one of those little pieces of paper you could dismiss, but I promise you, if you go through that exercise, it is going to have some value to you if you really sit with it a few minutes and write it, really try to do your best. It doesn't take very long. And then I'll invite you to a follow-up call if you you want to talk about, well, how do you start moving the needle to get more of what you want? That's what most high performers and business owners and leaders want. That's why we're in the freedom zone of entrepreneurship. So we want to really free up your time to work on the meaningful stuff that you want to spend it on.
That's awesome. And I encourage everyone to get Michelle's gift, because just understanding where you're spending your time will make you more money, because you are probably misusing your time somewhere that could be better directed to reaching your goals in a more efficient way. Thank you so much, Michelle, for that gift. I'm really excited for people to get that. So what we are going to have that information in our show notes, of course. And please remember that we have the ProfitConnectors.club portal. That's ProfitConnectors.club. This is a portal where we have all of our information, all of our episodes, bios from our guest speakers, their contact information and gifts. So we encourage you to go to ProfitConnectors.club and join the portal there. It is totally free. And I just want to give Michelle another opportunity to leave us with some parting words.
Yeah. So the nugget I would say is what you don't measure, you don't manage. Mm. And you might not even know what you need to be managing, but there is so much that you can shift and move. And the thing that I think owners miss is that your hourly rate is your whole organization and everything, all of the things that you're responsible for. And when we divide that by time, it's usually, you know, thousands of dollars per hour that your value is. Somebody might not be writing you a check for that yet, but that is your value if you stay in the strategy level of your business and focus on what you're really good at. And so if you're trading it off for things like, delivering something somewhere that needs to be delivered, we all have to do those tasks sometimes, but you have to start learning to say no so that you can stay out of the operations layer and in the strategy layer so that you can really achieve the bigger things that you want to get done.
That's awesome. And I totally, fully agree with that. I'm all about strategy. I make strategy sexy. So that's one thing we do here. So I love that we are in lockstep with that philosophy. I want to thank you so much, Michelle, for being here. And I want to thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us for another Profit Connections podcast. And I invite you back to yet another podcast.
Thank you, Sharon. It's been my pleasure.
Hey, Profit Connectors, that's it for another Profit Connections podcast. Thank you for joining us. If you're ready to make moves and connections that take your business to the next level, want to get to know us and our speakers better, and get your gifts and resources, head over to the website ProfitConnectors.club. That's ProfitConnectors.club, and get your goodies right now.